the games that you're playing today are exactly the same games you were playing in 1992. As an industry, we haven't been able to change the game. We haven't been able to change the dynamic of what goes on inside the cabinet. That's a big problem. A big problem. Okay, I tell Gary daily, we just built the best representation of a 1992 game we've ever done. Okay, and for some people, that's where they want to be. They understand what 1992 games do. Look, it's got 47 modes, and there's 37 wizard things to do, and there's, you know, and it goes on and on and on and on, okay? The problem with that is that we can't attract new people because they don't get it. We had to complicate these games in the 1990s in order to keep our current player base alive, but we're stuck there. We need to somehow all come to sort of a and we're not going to come to an agreement. What's going to happen is some game designer somewhere, not me, probably, some game designer somewhere is going to, you know, Steve, okay, or George Gomez, is going to power up with this bizarre idea they're going to put in a game, and wow, it's going to be high speed all over again. That's what we're all hoping for, okay? But, you know, that's what we're doing right now. That's where we are. I just gave you the state of the industry in pinball.